Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Paris. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. So, hour one, 5 minute university. Hour two, we're going to be talking about Medicare insurance. And I've invited Peggy Gawley to come back. And she's been on with us a couple times a year for many, many years. And she is our insurance advisor. And every year she calls us up and says, and she's been to the farmhouse, we've been to her office, and we've known her for years. And she'll call us up and say, hey, Vin, we can save you some money. And every year, every single year, she comes up with a new plan with a different company to save us money. And I thought, you know what? With everything going up and up and up, it's crazy not to share this information with our class. So she is on the road. She's traveling, but she will be calling in for hour number two. So if you're a senior or you're a soon-to-be senior and you want to hear about these options and how you can save money, she's going to tell you. She is not trying to sell anything. And she can help you. You can call her and you can ask her questions. And I don't know if we'll have time to ask questions on the air, but it's possible. That's possible. So she's gonna teach us these kinds of things for hour number two. You know, I was thinking about what's been happening with companies like Bud, Anheuser-Busch, AB InBev, okay, the parent company of Bud Light, and the backlash, the ferocious, unrelenting backlash that has been pummeling that company's worth in the marketplace. They've taken a beating, and rightfully so. And then there's Target. And Target didn't seem to get it either. And what Target did was they're a reseller, of course. They're a retailer. And they decided that they would have this LGBTQ merchandise for sale, clothing, and encourage young people to wear the multicolors of the LGBTQ groups. But here's what's interesting. It's interesting that the CEOs are not saying, you know what, this is nuts. We should not be encouraging our children to partake in this kind of behavior. Young people. You know, they've got little flip-flops that are multicolored. Shorts that are multicolored. And these young children don't even know what this means. But they can be purchased at Target, this clothing, which is the flag, if you will, of the LGBTQ movement. So why is there so much in our face presentations, relentless, of this group? or this amalgamation of groups. The lesbians, the gays, the bis, the transvestites, the transsexuals, the queers. That's what LGBTQ means. Why? Well, I've been thinking about this, doing some tractor therapy. How is it possible that the CEOs of these companies, like Ford and Target and Anheuser-Busch and a whole bunch of others, what is it that would push them to do this? Well, money, of course. Money. But how does money get its way into pushing this agenda? Well, I think I figured it out. Now, I could be wrong, and don't believe anything I say. I think that it relates to large investment corporations. I think it almost starts there. Not quite, but almost starts there. But that's where the pressure, I believe, is exerted. So there are a few large investment corporations where if you have a job and they have a retirement fund, you got to put it somewhere. So that those funds from you as an employee get put into one of a few large companies. And you might even get to pick which one. Those funds get together and they are large enough. Each one of them is large enough to move stock prices. So if you are a CEO and your performance is directly tied to your bonus or your compensation or your stock package, it might be self-serving to make sure that the stock price goes the highest. But what if your bonus were dependent on other things like a social score and your willingness to cooperate with government, fascism? So social scores, fascism, and stock price could be tied all to the bonus of the big guy at the corporation. Could be. And I don't know this because nobody invites me into these meetings. So if that's the case, that would explain why Anheuser-Busch and Target, you know, Anheuser-Busch says, oh, we didn't know about this trial balloon. This was not a marketing campaign. We didn't know anything about it. It was this office in New York City. Well, that's where the marketing for Anheuser-Busch is, in New York City. Production is out here in St. Louis, Missouri. So these guys in New York City are running the face of Anheuser-Busch Bud Light, and they go off on this tangent, and the CEO says he doesn't know anything about it. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. So then you look at Target, and Target, the CEO says, you know, it's really kind of nasty what these people, these customers are saying, and they're boycotting Target, and they're causing us market valuation free fall, and it's terrible. It's terrible how the customers are against this gay pride flag that they're selling on lots of their clothing. Okay, so now we look at the pressure. So the CEOs, I believe, are under pressure to say, you know, yeah, we're all for this agenda, this pride agenda, but it's really tied to compensation, in my opinion. Does this make sense? All right, so the Target CEO can't throw overboard the marketing department for this merchandise. Anheuser-Busch can't throw overboard the marketing department for this theme, this pride theme, because it's all tied to the compensation of the CEOs. So they're walking a fine line. They're between a rock and a hard place. Their customers are livid. And CEOs want to get more and more and more compensation. That's my take on this. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. Could I be right? Absolutely. So here's an interesting thing. So there is a vice president at Target, and this guy is the vice president for brand management. His name is Carlos Saavedra. He's 43 years old. Now, he's also a volunteer director of an organization called GLSEN. GLSEN. GLSEN wants to promote the LGBTQ agenda. Target donated $2.1 million to GLSEN. So it's more than merchandising. It's more than selling stuff with lots of different colors on it that represents the flag, which I'm calling the pride flag, of which all of these clothing items, they're like a flag. By the way, it's considered immoral to dress up with an American flag. An American flag is not to be worn as attire. It's a flag. But then you do see some uninformed people wearing costumes that look like the American flag. You know, stars and stripes. Red, white, and blue. Literally. It's immoral to do that. I think. That's what I've been taught. And, you know, you're not supposed to stomp on the flag. You're not supposed to trash the flag. And you're not supposed to wear the flag. And I buy all that. I'm with that. So here we have the backlash to Target's Pride collection. We have the backlash to Bud Light with a transgender splashing around in the bathtub. A guy pretending to be a girl, a guy dressing up as a girl. So why is this an agenda in the first place? Well, if you look at the committee, the people who run the world, we'll call them the Committee of 300. If you look at them, it's been reported for years that one of their top agenda items is population. Too many of us. And that too many of us must be eliminated at all costs. That explains the coronavirus. That explains biological warfare. That explains why we have all these different colored dyes, artificial dyes in our food that are killing us. That explains why we have the preservatives in our food that are killing us. That explains why people look like they do, way overweight, because they're eating these substances. And your government is protecting the corporations who make the food, that's in quotes, food in quotes, from telling you what's in their products. So the government is on the side of population reduction. The committee is on the side of population reduction. And then you have the trans movement. And you know, when a male has his sexual organ filleted, literally, to become a female sex organ, which is just something that doesn't work biologically.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, these are just some of my thoughts on this. So if the committee wants to reduce the population by 50%, 50, that means every other person has to go, every other one. But to augment that, if there's an agenda that is promoting pride, well, and encouraging homosexuals to come out and get more homosexuals to come out and more and more and more, which is what's happening. Homosexuals can't reproduce with other homosexuals. It's impossible. So that would be something that the committee would think would be a good thing. More homosexuals means a self-limiting group of people. Eventually, they can't make children, okay? And neither can transgenders. If there is a person who is literally operated upon to change his or her gender to the opposite sex, that person can't reproduce either. So now you have transgenders and homosexuals adding to the population reduction plan. At least that's the way I see it. Now, I know that there are sperm donors. I know about that. And so do you. And I know that there is in vitro. So, but homosexuals as a couple can't reproduce. And transgenders cannot reproduce. So, I think that's what is going on here. And I think that's why the corporations are being pushed into the agenda to encourage the increase in the number of transgenders and pride flag people. So does it bother you that Target has donated $2.1 million. That's a lot of money. And that donation went to GLSEN. So what is what is that organization? Well, I had it. Let's see if I can. So it is an organization that advocates, according to the media, that advocates allowing trans and non-binary students to keep their gender identity secret from their parents. So Target is funding this gay and lesbian educational group to keep parents from knowing what their children are learning and keeping confidential the information about their children's sexual education. Keep that private from the parents. Does that bother you at all? I'm just wondering. Is that a concern? Does that make you want to spend your money at Target? I'm not going to Target. I am not going to Target. And so the GLSEN, it's pronounced glisten, kind of like shimmering. It was formerly the Gay and Lesbian Straight the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network. Now it's GLSEN. GLSEN. Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. And their agenda is to promote the lesbian, gay, bi, and trans culture. So there you have it. And Target is taking profit from your purchases and secretly funding this organization. And it has infected our school system. It has infected our school system. It's pretty scary stuff to me. If you love your children, you can do what we did. You can take them out of the public training camp.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecast more to come, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we have a nation divided, seriously divided. And the news has been reporting that Target stores in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Utah have recently received bomb threats. Bomb threats at the stores. And the media is saying that it's because the right-wingers and their campaign against Target's LGBTQ plus themed merchandise, the Pride merchandise, has caused it. And there also have been reports that GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, has received threats as well. And the LGBTQ plus student advisory organization that has partnered with Target for over a decade has received these threats. So what has happened is someone or some people or some groups are issuing these threats, or they're made up. But then, and we don't know. I don't know. And then at the same time, there are people in the Pride movement who are threatening the stores for putting the merchandise instead of out front where you see it as soon as you walk in the door, up front to in the back. So the Pride movement is furious with Target for backing up, retreating from their stand that they are with the Pride organization. So Target's in a real tough spot. Seems like a lot of people are angry with Target, because for years they have been allied with this Pride movement. But to fund an organization that wants to corrupt the morals of your children and secretly do it without the parents' knowledge in the public training camp using the parents' funds, the taxpayers' funds to do it, is over the top. Absolutely over the top. And I don't understand why the parents aren't being reported as meeting with the superintendents of schools across the nation saying, what are you doing? Why are you hiding this? We have an instructor, Lindley, and she's in California. And she was fighting the system. And she was exposing how, right on the air, right here at USA Prepares, how her daughters, twins, in the public training camp in high school were being exposed to this material. And one of her daughters is convinced that she is a boy. Now, who's the bad guy here? Well, that'd be mom. Mom is the bad guy in this equation with our instructor, Lindley, because the daughters feel that they have rights. And if one of the daughters wants to be a boy and the other wants to still be a girl, these minors, less than 18 years old, feel that they have the right to make these decisions and switch. So she has one daughter who's still a girl in her mind. The other daughter thinks she's a boy, wants to dress as a boy. And the school is all for it. And the school told Lindley that her daughter's a boy. Now, what does this mean in families? Well, it's probably not what you might think. Probably not what you might think. You might think that the grandparents would be outraged and furious that this is happening. But in many cases, that's not true. That is not the case. Some grandparents think it's great that their granddaughter wants to be a boy. They think it's wonderful. Be what you want to be. I've asked Dr. Sheely, is it possible that a person can change sex, be the opposite sex? And the answer is no. You can't. If you're biologically male, you're male. And no amount of plastic surgery and mutilation can change that. No amount. Now, you can appear to be someone of the opposite sex, but biologically, it's not going to happen. A male is still a male, and a female is still a female. And you know, most people like it that way. Most people really do like it that way. And that's the way we are. guys like girls and girls like guys, and they get married and they have children, and that's the way it works. Now, I have a couple dogs, and I'm going to prove my point. So we adopted these koi dogs, and they're wonderful. They just arrived here at the farm. And they would have died if we didn't take them under our wing. So they adopted us and we adopted them. They're twins. They're nearly identical. They're magnificent. I've been teaching them how to sing. We have choir practice every day. I'm not kidding. We literally have choir practice and they sing. And I'll get a recording of it and I'll play it for you. And they're quite good at it. I take the position of a conductor and I use my arms. I don't have the wand, but I use my arms and they literally sing. But they're both males. And we have, and they're magnificent. They are as handsome as you could imagine. And we have two very beautiful female German Shepherds, and they're sisters, twins. And someday we might want to raise German Shepherds. But we don't want to raise mixed dogs. So if we're going to raise Shepherds, we're going to raise Shepherds. But these boys are getting to the point where they realize that they're boys and the Shepherds are girls. And the girls are 3 years old. And the boys think they're pretty darn good looking. So to prevent them from having puppies, the boys are going to be neutered. Their reproductive organs are going to be modified so they can't have children or puppies. That's the proof. That's the proof. So this surgery we deem necessary for our farm. Otherwise, we'll be overrun with puppies. And we'll be in the finding homes for puppies business. That's something we can't do. So they are going to be neutered, the two boys. And they can stay here. And they love it here. But we're not going to let them make more puppies. And that's what happens with this gender surgery. It prevents you from having puppies. Am I the only guy that thinks this way? I don't know. But I find it outrageous that the school systems are hiding from the parents what they're teaching. So as the son of two teachers, my mom and my dad, my mom part-time, my dad was a full-time educator, science teacher, taught chemistry, physics, biology. And was a school principal and an acting superintendent. Tend to not tell you one thing. I know for absolute certainty this would never happen in my dad's school. Never. He wouldn't allow it. Now, he might have been fired for not allowing it, but he never would have allowed this. Keeping secret what happens in the classroom from parents. Never would have allowed it. As a matter of fact, my dad had to fire a teacher for keeping secret from my dad what was happening with this teacher's students. And this teacher was a generous, generous guy. I know this guy. He's been to our house many, 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 many times, at least my parents' house. He's passed away probably 10 years ago. But he used to love his students. Loved them. And I don't mean in a deranged sick way. I mean, just genuinely cared for them. And he would take him on field trips related to the subject matter that he taught. Great field trips. Nobody ever went on better field trips than this teacher took his public school students on. And on the way home, he would tell the bus driver, "Hey, pull over to that restaurant over there, and we're all going to have something. We're all going to have dinner." And he would pay for the dinner for every student and the chaperone teachers that were with him and the bus driver. The problem with that is he didn't tell my dad, the principal. So the parents are waiting at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening to pick up their children at school. Where's the bus? Where's the bus? A couple hours late, the bus arrives. That was a real problem for my dad because the parents were apprehensive. My dad was apprehensive, you know, about ready to send the state police out looking for the bus. You can't keep secrets from the parents. You can't do it. Now, this guy was well-meaning. He just colored outside the lines. And the students thought it was great. This was the era before cell phones. Nobody could call mom and dad and say, "Hey, listen, Mr. So-and-so is taking us all to dinner. And we're at the restaurant, and there's so many of us, it's going to take a couple hours. But everything's fine. We're all fine. Everything's good. We haven't been kidnapped. The bus hasn't overturned. It's not down an embankment. We're not in a fiery crash on the highway. Everything's okay." This was before cell phones. So my dad had to let our good family friend go because he just colored outside the lines. And what is this? This hidden agenda? It's more than coloring outside the lines. It's collusion. It's coercion. It's immoral. And I think it's illegal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, last year we had a drought here in Missouri. Lots of parts of the country had this extreme engineered weather disaster. And hay was in very, very short supply. And I talked at length about it over many, many classes here at USA Prepares. As you all know, I'm a cattle farmer. And I have been since 1989. So I'm still learning about this. As all cattle farmers learn more every day. Well, we were really short of hay, and we had a couple choices. Like, do we sell all the cows? Do we sell half the cows? Do we buy hay? Hay used to be $30 to $35 a roll. About 1,000 pounds. And during this extreme drought, the price of hay went from $30 to $35 to as much as $120. And we decided we would bite the bullet. We wanted to keep our herd as best we could. We had to sell some, but we kept some. And we paid an enormous amount for these rolls of hay. And when we went to feed them, we couldn't tell what was in them. They were net wrapped. But they didn't look as good as ours. So when we feed them, we just don't dump a roll of hay in the field and walk away or drive away. We unroll it. This hay was full of twigs and sticks. You could see some of it from the edge, but not all of it. It's the worst hay I've ever seen. And the cows did not want to eat it. As hungry as they were, they still didn't want to eat it. I mean, what would you do if you found on your dinner plate a substance to eat that was the consistency of chopsticks? You'd probably pass until you were really, really starving. Well, I've been cleaning up the mess because the cows just left it. I'm talking a lot of it. Lots of rolls of it. Maybe 30,000 pounds of it. And what do you do with it? So we have a chain harrow. And I turned it upside down with the spikes facing down. I dragged through with my old antique tractor, my old Ford 3000 tractor. And I dragged through it and I spread it around so that it was all over the field that we enrolled it in. And the idea was, instead of killing the grass under these piles of twigs, We'd spread it around, sunlight would get to the grass, and it would decompose and become compost, and you know, in a few years it'll turn into soil. But it's been a mess to clean it up. It was a dusty mess. And it took hours and hours and hours. And I was thinking about this. And so the town that we bought it from, I wouldn't buy anything from that town. So the guy that sold it to us, the guy that hoodwinked us, and not just us, probably most farmers were hoodwinked. He was like, do you want this or not? Do you want to pay many times what this used to cost for half or a quarter of the quality or not? We were between a rock and a hard place. So like many other farmers, we had to buy it, and it was just poor quality. I despise the guys that sold it to us. But when I think of where we bought it, it's hard to separate other people from that town from me thinking about this town. I don't want to go there. I don't want to buy anything from there. And this guy that sold it to these farmers, like us, he destroyed not only his reputation, but the reputation of the entire town. That brings me to Bernie Madoff. 2008, Bernie Madoff had an investment house. He was paying a higher rate of return than pretty much everybody else. But he was running a Ponzi scheme, an illegal Ponzi scheme. This is 2008. He had about 4,800 clients. He took them for $65 billion in fraud. $65 billion. In 2009, he was sentenced to 150 years in prison, which no matter how old you are, it's more than a life sentence, because no one on the face of the earth right now has lived to be 150 years old. So even if he were just born and got sentenced the next day, still a life sentence. He died in 2021. Now, he was, after he was exposed what he did and the magnitude of what he did, there was an interview in New York City, like people on the street, and Bernie Madoff was Jewish. And this Jewish gal said, and he even did it to us. Now, why am I saying this about him being Jewish and one of his clients being Jewish, that he even did it to us? Not because he was Jewish, not because she was Jewish, but because this farmer even did it to us. What I'm saying is, no one's immune. No one is immune. This is coming down, and it's every man and woman for himself. At least that's what it appears to be.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.